This is the Paul Gough Audio Experience, whether you call yourself a PT, a physical therapist, or a physiotherapist. And wherever you're listening to this right now, this is for you. It is me revealing everything I can to help make you a more successful business owner. Thanks for listening. It means the absolute world to me. Live. We are live. We're live. We're live. Welcome. 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 We're doing another live podcast. This is Paul Gough live from Orlando. We've got a very special guest today. I'm going to bring Todd Wickstrom on in just a moment. And we're going to talk about one of the biggest pain points that PTs around the world are struggling with right now. And that is, how do you grow without licensed clinicians? How can you make more money in your business? It's so difficult to find good clinicians these days. It's even harder to find any clinician. And with the sort of rate of reimbursements dropping, it's getting more and more difficult for people to actually get the return in their business. And the risk and the reward doesn't always match up these days. So we're going to talk about a way to grow without needing licensed clinicians, to add an average of $11,000 a month in cash or ancillary services to your business with Todd Wickstrom. So don't go anywhere. This podcast is for you if margins are tight right now and you're staring down the barrel of big Medicare cuts and various other shit that's been chucked at you from these crap tip insurance companies. So where we at? We're in December and we're on the back of some fantastic events. PPM Live, obviously, we've nailed that one for you. And we're off to Dublin this week as well. Tuesday, I'm actually flying to England tonight as I record this podcast for the weekend. I'm going to go home and see family. And then I'm flying to Dublin on Tuesday for an event, Wednesday and Thursday in Dublin. So if you're coming, can't wait to see you. We've got our biggest ever event in the UK and Ireland taking place this week. So well done if you're coming to the event. We've got some more dates lined up for Dublin next year. Don't go anywhere. These events are getting bigger and they're getting more frequent. So thank you for listening. Yeah, and we're looking forward to the festive season. But we've got lots of money to be made before then. Don't switch off. There is still, 15 shopping days to Christmas. There are still 23 money-making days left of 2023 before we even get to 2024. So don't down tools. And that brings me to Todd. Todd and I go back many years. I've got so many connections and good people that I've met in my life because of masterminding and because of coaching that I've had, that I've been introduced to very, very smart people by virtue of being involved in masterminding. And I always say that the best part of being a mastermind is actually the people that you meet and the friends and the connections and the people that you meet upstream because of those connections. And Todd is somebody that I was in a mastermind with in my very early days when I first started this business. I'm sure Todd's got some stories of me walking into a mastermind years ago with this brave idea to take over America with my sales and marketing business. This guy used to fly over from England. I was like, what the hell? He used to come over to Myrtle Beach, all the way from the northeast of England with his little boy in tow. And that's how we met. We were in a mastermind and coaching program together. And my career has obviously gone on and, you know, done all right. And Todd's doing absolutely amazing now, working with PTs and other healthcare professionals around the world. So Todd Wickstrom, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Paul. Great to be here. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to believe. That was, I think the first time we met was in San Diego, almost 10
that's
years
right.
ago.
Yeah.
And same thing. I remember you coming over and had this grand plan. This is before you were Paul Gough, right? In the US, right? It was like, yeah, what's he going to do again? But just remember, and I shared this when I was at PPM Live. I said, one of the things about you that's so fascinating is you have such a laser focus. And when people make eye contact with you, you're fully present and like almost obsessed with what's going on. So I knew from that very first meeting that we had, you were going to be tremendously successful. And then it was amazing, you know, to then speak in Chicago to a room, I don't know, maybe 50 people in that room.
Yeah, probably then, 40, 50. Yeah,
40, 50 people. And then fast forward to this year in Orlando and hundreds of people, including Austin Powers and, you know, Dr. Evil. So it's been really amazing. And, you know, I see so much of the people that were even in that meeting in Chicago that are still clients, mm-hmm. right? So it's not like they're just coming in to get some sort of like quick fix. It's like really nurturing and building those relationships with those guys. So just super impressed and congratulations on all your success.
Thank you. Yeah, and it's equally back to you, because I remember when I came into that a session in San Diego, and then we kind of bounced around Myrtle Beach and various places for a few years, that I was in awe of your understanding of business and your strategic thinking and how you just understood business and how you were able to contribute to the room. And I always remember thinking, you're a very smart guy, and I'd like to kind of hang around with you and kind of understand a little bit more about what you do. So it's great to be able to be doing this together as we you know, as we've collided and sort of stayed in touch over the last few years. And the path that you're on is great. And that's for everybody listening to this. You're about to speak to a guy that, like I said, I've got a 10-year relationship with. I know him, I've been in rooms with him, and I've listened to him talk, and I've had his advice and, you know, taken his advice. And equally now, I've watched him work with many, many physical therapy businesses in the United States and around the world, and offering help or support. So it's not just somebody that we're bringing to the table, if you like, to kind of talk about a product or whatever. This guy's kind of generally working with clients and generally trying to make a difference in people's businesses and help solve problems. So tell us now a little bit about what you're up to. You're based in Chicago now. Tell us the story of your business, then we're gonna from that I want to get straight into, you're working with lots of businesses now. We've got this opportunity for people to kind of really make some good money on the back of their businesses, not in insurance, just alongside of that. I'd like to jump into, after that, the challenges that you're seeing many people listening to this podcast face and how they're dealing with it when it comes to how the hell do we make money when some of these physios now want to make 120 grand a year.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I guess the best place to start is with your encouragement, started doing business coaching for PTs and helping them with everything from cash and culture, nothing clinical for all of our sakes. But, you know, started off, went to chiropractic school, got halfway through and decided maybe this wasn't the group I wanted to be a part of, dropped out to go to medical school. And then my college roommate, much to my mother's dismay, convinced me not to go to medical school, but to go into business with him. So we took over his parents' Chinese restaurants and have been an entrepreneur ever since. And a couple of years ago, probably 3 or 4 years ago now, a few of my clients started asking me about red light therapy, and I had no idea what they were talking about.
Yep.
Started to do a little research on it. And the more that I got into it, sort of the more confused I got. And so I was like, all right, well, dug into a lot of stuff on web on PubMed to really check out the science to see if it was legitimate, and then was convinced enough that it was legitimate, and then took me about a minute to wonder, well, if it's that effective, why isn't it everywhere? Why isn't it more ubiquitous? Until I realized, as you know full well, that a big, huge part of the economy here in the US is built on keeping people sick. And so, right, there's no money for these insurance companies and all of that. So, you know, being a serial entrepreneur, I just decided the best way to really see if it was legitimate was to open up a business, right? I mean, when your business, when your livelihood is dependent on the success of whatever the concept is, it changes the paradigm. So I decided to do an experiment. So I bought a red light therapy bed, like a big tanning bed, and decided to do it in these shared salon suites because I knew, so I was surrounded by 14 hairdressers and estheticians because I knew they just talk for a living. And if they were, you know, if it was legitimate, they would tell everybody. And if it wasn't, they would tell everybody.
Yep.
And after the 6 months, those ladies were the most raving fans, evangelists that we could have ever hoped for. So ended up doing a 2-year lease. And then would probably still be going, except for the fact that my partner and I, we bought a 130-acre farm just south of Chattanooga, Tennessee. So we relocated our enterprise down here. But it was, you know, in the beginning, I was very cynical. So I just wanted to see what would happen. And the very first week, even before we had opened, one of the hairdressers does hair extensions. And so she was constantly doing this twisting motion for like 10, 12 hours a day and had really bad wrist, almost carpal tunnel syndrome, like forearm pain. And after her third session, it just went away completely.
Yeah.
Then we started seeing professional hockey players. Then we started seeing people with fibromyalgia. Then we started seeing people with skin conditions. And we started seeing people that just wanted more energy. And then those hairdressers and estheticians were on me every day to see if we ever had any cancellations because they wanted to get in, right? To be able to get their fix because their back hurt or their neck hurt or shoulders or whatever it might be. So I think, you know, for me, one of the reasons that I work with the clients one-on-one that I do is ultimately to get them to be able to stop working, right, to find financial independence and to be able to get to that point. And they've all struggled with the same thing. It's like, how do we find licensed clinicians? How do we find these guys either right out of school or people that have any experience, like you were just saying? They want, you know, six figures. And then for the clinic to be able to even justify it, they're going to have to do three times that to be able to really get enough revenue in to be able to justify that labor cost. So for me, I was really interested in, is there a way that you can create something that wouldn't require a licensed clinician? And the beauty about these beds in particular is that the only real maintenance or service that's required during the sessions is to sanitize the bed in between the uses.
Yeah.
So I used to joke with people during those 2 years, I don't really do anything. I just talk to people, right? I just build relationships with people. The technology does everything for them.
Yeah.
And so it's been very effective. And now we started having people reach out to us because we were so successful to do marketing for them. So now we do marketing for over three dozen PT clinics, some chiropractors, some wellness centers across the country. And anybody that's put in these beds, I would say the average on the low end, very conservative, not like some sort of like pie in the sky numbers, but most of them are able to consistently do around $11,000 a month in cash.
Yeah.
Which goes a long way.
That for many is the business. Like that's, you know, that would be it for most people.
Yeah. So what we've started doing now is anytime that we go into an existing business, the easiest way for them to start making money is just to offer that to their existing client base.
Yes.
And to sell them packages. So they don't have to even do anything new. They're not even trying to attract new clients at that point, just work with the clients that they already have. And what we found is it really augments their PT. So it helps with the recovery. It helps with everything from weight loss to skin conditions to a lot of very effective with sports recovery. And that almost any time that people will come in for, let's say, weight loss, they are always in some sort of pain, right? They've got low back pain from carrying around the weight. They've got knees or hips or whatever. And so while it's very effective at helping them lose the weight, it's also they're finding all these other what we call positive side effects.
Yeah.
They're sleeping better. They have better energy. And what the clinics really like about it is, again, that it's self-attended. So they don't need anybody that is, you know, got a licensed clinician to be able to go in and do the work. Yeah. Having said that, the challenge is what we found isn't getting leads. That's the easy part. The hard part is, so what we've found over the last 2.5, pushing 3 years now, that the easiest way to get people into the clinics is to promote weight loss, because it's easy to get people to take that bait and then to come in, because usually they've tried everything else.
Yeah.
And the programs that we put together help people very successfully to be able to lose that weight. But it's also, the challenge isn't, because all you do is press a button and you take your clothes off, you get inside, you close the lid.
Yeah.
The challenge is the sales conversations, as it is in with PT. So the way that our model works with Red Light Systems is that we do what's called performance-based pay. So the way that our business model works is that we do the advertising for them on Facebook. There's no retainer. There's no monthly fee. We keep the money from the discovery visit. So if we only got them one lead a month, we're only going to make between $47 and $97, whatever they're charging for that. So it puts the pressure on both of us to be able to make sure that we're continuing to get them good leads. But then we spend time training their staff how to have those sales conversations, when to have the sales conversations, how to respond to the objections, you know, the obstacles that they have. But I think that that's usually the challenge, is that they're really, even before we even try to get somebody into any equipment, is we make sure that there's somebody that will own the program.
Yeah.
Right. Somebody that's really going to be the champion of this, that's really going to understand it inside and out. But mostly, and as I've said from the very first day we met, to me, business is all about building relationships. Right. It's really that personal connection with the people that you have. And the more that you can get into their sort of their pain points, what is their desired outcomes? What is it that they want to see? How will their life be different as a result of this? And whether it's getting them out of pain so that they can go to the golf course again, pick up their grandkids again, be able to get back to work without pain. But what we notice almost exclusively is that everybody starts sleeping better. And then one of the things that we make them pay attention to is how they feel when they wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Right. Because a lot of times when you're dealing with arthritis or aches and pains, it's the mornings that are the challenge. Right. And so usually that's when we'll get the phone call. It's like, I don't know what you guys did to me last night in my bed session, but I woke up this morning feeling better than I have in years. And then they just keep coming back. So, you know, for people that are interested in, you know, really understanding the economics, one of the things that we found is that the easiest way to get started with this is, number one, is to have your staff participate, have them really be able to experience it, to see how it happens with them, see what they're dealing with. And then just offer packages to their existing client base. They don't even have to go out and go get any new clients. They can just start communicating with the people that are already coming in the door. So what we found is that if a client is seeing, just make up a number, say they're seeing an average of 100 visits a week, maybe 20 visits a day, so they can almost without much effort convert 25% or more of those to a $50 session, and they're 12-minute sessions. So it's a really easy way to start to make some money, to really get more comfortable with it. And then once they have that sort of baseline and they're feeling really comfortable with it, then we'll put some fire on it, you know, put some gas on the fire and start bringing in more leads for them once they've got everything dialed in and really have that training in place. So it's been amazing. We saw, I'd say, Paul, we probably saw over 400 clients during those 2 years. And the clients that still reach out to me almost on a daily basis that are the most disappointed that we left are people that have autoimmune issues. Fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, all of those things that they've been not able to get any relief anywhere else. And what's so powerful about it is that, you know, it's not for those sort of things, it's not, there's no drugs, right? There's no surgery. We're not asking them to do anything outside of that when it comes to pain. If it's for weight loss, of course, there's lifestyle and habit changes that they need to work on to be able to have long-term effect. But anybody in pain, we had one guy that came in that had sliced his arm with a piece of glass and he was willing to be a guinea pig. So we covered up half of it with a sleeve and the other half we left exposed to the light. And after three sessions a week for 3 weeks, you could barely tell that anything had happened on the part that was exposed to the light. And the other part that was covered by the sleeve was still red and swollen. And even to this day, that's scarring and the other part is healed. So yeah, it's fascinating. And there's more and more research on it being done all the time. In fact, PubMed has close to 7,000 studies on it right now. And one of the things that I find the most encouraging and the most surprising of all of that is that I had a psychiatrist that was coming in for low back pain, and she noticed just how much better she felt. So she started referring people for anxiety and depression. And then I was listening to a conversation with, I guess what you would call the world expert on photobiomodulation or red light therapy, this guy, Dr. Michael Hamblin, who is a Harvard professor. And he was saying the other day that where he sees the biggest sort of frontier for red light therapy is with brain health, and that they're doing studies in Australia right now that not only have they shown that they're able to stop Alzheimer's and dementia, but starting to reverse it. Like people that couldn't remember where they were when they went out, couldn't remember directions, starting to get more and more cognitive function. So I think that that's massive. I mean, if you think about how big and how much, you know, how pervasive dementia and Alzheimer's has become, that's huge.
What, I mean, before I dig in, I think I should mention that I've done this myself. And I did red light therapy. I had a in fact, it was quite well documented on the podcast just a few episodes ago. I flew to where did I go? LA, Pasadena. LA. I went to LA. I went to Pasadena to see Jason Han. And I was there for a week, and every day I had red light therapy and I experienced everything that you said. The next day, like, wow, like feels, you know, it feels you're sleeping better. You feel good.
I miss it. I mean, I was, I would get in there almost any time that I possibly could. And I would travel a lot, always come. First thing I would do before I even went home, I would hit the body shop, jump in the bed for the 15 minutes. And it just helped with all the jet lag, all the recovery.
What I saw there at Jason's clinic was the number of people who wanted it, and you know, there was I had to book a slot to get on it. It wasn't just something that it was, you know, available all the time. It was packed. But B, the love of it from the staff, and what the staff would do, the staff would use it in it, you know, whenever it was free, often on their lunch breaks or just downtimes, they'd go in on it. So Jason had it. It was fantastic. A, like I said, to see it from A, personally being on it and experiencing it. B, seeing how busy it was in a clinic and how much that's impacting his revenue. But C, the most important thing, I think, was that the staff were all on board with it and they'd all experienced it and were actually advocates of it. Yeah. So that was then an easy sell for them. You know, they were using it themselves and they were telling their clients that this thing was helping them. And I remember a few of the admin girl, I think it was the admin girl or the office manager, her mother was in every day and she's on my mother's every single day on it, you know? So like they're all recommending it to their friends and their family. And I remember thinking at that point, this is legit because like, the staff, normally when you try to introduce these types of things, the staff will sniff it out quite quickly. Yeah. They'll sniff it out. And we're not selling this.
Well, they roll their eyes. Here we go again. Whatever the new shiny object is that the owner found and he brings it in or she brings it in. It's like, all right, you guys deal with this.
I've been to another one of Paul's conferences. Here's another thing.
Exactly.
You can see it, Todd. You can see it. Yeah,
but I think it's very similar to what the I've got a couple of friends. I could never do it. Some people do it and love it. But in network marketing, right, they talk about that the main thing is to be a product of the product.
Yes.
And this happens naturally, right, because people start to feel better. And for skin conditions, like I didn't even notice, like one of the hairdressers, she would come in. She was one of the ladies that was persistent. You got any cancellations today? You got any cancellations today? And she just started feeling better. I could see her energy. But what she told me, so she started in September of 2022. And she told me that she had a lot of friends and family over, like 40, 50 people over for Thanksgiving, you know, a few months later. And everybody was commenting, like, what did you do? Your skin looks so good. What are you doing? Like, and what's your secret? And she's like, I just lay in this bed and it does all the work for me. So I think that's the part is that it's, you know, there's no documented side effects. Like I figured as the owner, I had to be the chief guinea pig. So I wanted to see, is it possible to overdose on this stuff? So, you know, our bed had 15-minute sessions. So I would do it 4 times a day for 3 weeks in a row, constantly, right? Because I just wanted to see, like, what's going to happen, right? I mean, do I turn green or something or start glowing or what happens?
You do look a little different since the last time I've seen you, mind.
Well, you know, it's so funny because I miss it. Like, I used to get in there all the time, and now I don't have it. Like, so now I don't have access to this bed. And so I feel like I lost one of my sort of superpowers. But the only thing that I noticed is I started to feel dehydrated and it was too much of a good thing. So I called a few of the scientists that are doing some of the research and I was like, what do you think about this? And they're like, I wouldn't recommend that. And I was like, well, what's the problem? And they said, well, from a clinical standpoint, you need to give your body time to recover in between.
Yeah.
So it's the equivalent, they said, is like overwatering a plant. It's too much of a good thing. Of course, plants need water. But if you give a little, you know, a little whatever, philodendron, a gallon of water every day, eventually it's going to get too much and it's not going to be able to thrive.
Yeah.
So what we found is that if people could do it about every other day, that was sort of like the sweet spot. And the clinics are able to charge anywhere, I would say, an average of $50 up to $100 per session.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of guys. I have a guy in Long Island and he charges $6,000 for a 6-week wait.
I was going to say, I think Jason was more than 100 from what I can remember. I got my bill and it was lofty, but, it was worth it. And I think, I'm sure it was like 125, maybe 150 a session and the packages, that's what they were selling was like $2,000 for, I don't know, 10 sessions or whatever it was, you know, 20 sessions, something like that.
Yeah.
So it gives a repeat feel to it that you're getting the client coming back regularly.
Yeah. I think it's still very early in sort of the ascendancy. It's not quite ubiquitous yet. It's starting to be on the rise. And I think that the PTs that are getting on it now are going to have a distinct advantage because pretty soon it will be everywhere. Right. And pretty soon you'll have more and more people doing it. And so I think that, you know, because it is so easy to deliver, and that's where I think you have to be really careful, just making sure that you're picking the right equipment.
Yeah.
Right. Because there's everybody out, of course, every manufacturer is going to tell you theirs is the best for whatever reasons. Right. And so you lose any objectivity when you're talking to the manufacturers. We've happened to work with almost all of them to really understand which ones work the best. But I think that, you know, there are places, and that's one of the things that we help our clients understand is when they do have competitors in the area, really digging into the technology, like what is it that the other clinics are offering? So what we've focused on is really selling these beds, this whole body red light therapy, In fact, last summer 2022, the MMA UFC came out and said that whole body red light therapy was their number one recommendation for recovery after a fight.
I've seen that. I think Jason showed me something on that.
So that's super powerful.
The other thing I was going to say on that, because when I came home, Natalie seen, I posted a picture of me on the bed with my glasses on and, you know, on the thing in LA. And Natalie, she said to me, I'd love one of them. She said, can we get one for the house? And I said, like, wow, how do you know about this? She said, oh, Paul, like, all my friends are getting it.
Yeah.
They're all doing it. And it's this, and I assume for them, it's like skin and nutrition and vitality and all of these types of things. So there's definitely a movement of people. Like I said, Natalie's not in the medical world. I would never speak to her about anything like that. Right. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be coming home talking about, I don't know, shockwave or laser therapy or hyperbaric. I just wouldn't dream of it. So she didn't get it from me, and she said, oh, but my friends are all doing it. There must be somewhere in town that has something that does that type of thing. And she said, oh, we're getting one, you know, kind of joke. She said, can we? So I said, well, I don't know, I'll speak to Todd. Well, Todd's got a good offer. He's got a good offer for everybody interested. So I might jump on it myself.
Actually,
Christmas coming around the corner for
Christmas Natalie. Well, it depends if you're on the naughty list or
yes,
not.
Correct.
I think that's the problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tell me about the clinics, the type of clinics then. So you're working now with about 35, 40 clinics around America, but is that right at this point? Good. Yep. So good chunk of clients. This is not new.
From every possible demographic that you could imagine, from Mobile, Alabama to New York City to Los Angeles to little teeny tiny town in upstate Wisconsin.
I think that's one of the things I would like. It's lovely to hear that they're in small towns in the Midwest and not just in the big cities of LA. And because that's I think immediately somebody listening to this in Kansas might be thinking, oh, that's an LA thing, or this is a Manhattan thing, you know, a Florida thing, whatever. You guys are weird down there, you do this shit, right? But no, this is going on all across small towns, big cities in America.
We work with a couple of clients that aren't licensed clinicians. Mm-hmm. Like one of my clients in Boston is just kind of a product of the product. She used red light therapy through her cancer journey and used it for her recovery. And she has a clinic now that has one red light therapy bed and one of the red light panels and an infrared sauna and the whole body vibration platforms. So what we would always do is have people jump on a whole body vibration platform after the red light therapy, partly because what it's doing is it's helping to energize the mitochondria in the cells.
Yeah.
And one of the things that's happening is then those mitochondria are doing a better job of getting the waste out of the cells, and then we got to get the waste out of the body.
Yeah.
Anyway, this lady does, she'll do consistently $30,000 to $40,000 a month with her and a part-time front desk.
Beautiful.
So it's really about just those conversations, building those relationships, and then the technology really takes care of it. But then we'll work with other people. In fact, I'm flying today to Oshkosh to go install a bed. And they have three physical therapists and one occupational therapist. And they want to add it for those people, but also for weight loss, because the weight loss, as I was saying earlier, is a really easy way to get people in the door.
Yep.
And it really gives them some really powerful, effective ways to be able to lose that weight to sort of jumpstart it. So it isn't that they're going to come in and lose 50 pounds in 6 weeks and then it's going to stay off forever. So there's a lot of other coaching and lifestyle changes and habit changes that we do with them. Yep. But they notice how much better they start to feel immediately. So, I mean, anywhere from, and the packages can change, of course, based on, you know, demographics and income in the areas. But I would say we've got guys in Long Island that charge $6,000 for a 6 week program, all the way down to people that may charge $1,500 in a small clinic somewhere, but they're able to get that $1,500 consistently, you know, signing up, you know, a couple of people a week onto those programs.
Yeah.
And it's all cash. Right. So it makes it so much better and so much easier for people to bring in. But one of these guys that we did with recently had 100 visits a week. He was able to convert about 25% of those people just during the 1 week he was offering it, an introductory, got 25% of those people to pay him $50 a session and had discounts for multiple packages.
Yes.
So he was able to generate, you know, $3,000 to $5,000 that week.
Yeah.
Not by doing any additional marketing, not by doing anything else, but what you just said earlier, his staff talking about it,
yeah,
people actually, you know, because they get excited because they're losing their crow's feet or their turkey neck or their scars are getting better or their fingers, their arthritis, whatever it is. So, and then they just can't stop talking about it. So it makes it much easier for the clinics to be able to really feel like they've got something that is very scientifically proven, yeah, right? With no documented side effects, that's cash based, that can make consistent money. That for me, one of the best parts is like one of my favorite quotes, and maybe I mentioned this when we first met in San Diego, but is that success is defined by contribution, not by accumulation. Right. And so I think that most of the PTs that I know that are in business, they got into business because they want to help people. Right. And when you see the results that people are getting and you see the simplicity that it brings to the clinics to deliver those results, to augment it. So a lot of the clinics will put it into a package, like they'll offer it if somebody's coming in for a plan of care for 12 or 18 visits, they'll include that so they can bump the price up a little bit more.
Yeah.
The guys with cash do a really good job of incorporating other, whether they're doing dry needling or they're doing other, you know, whatever clinical applications that they're doing. But I think that, you know, it's really the additional side effects that seem to be what brings people back over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So they're getting help with whatever their initial complaint was, whatever their initial problem was, but they see so much benefit from the other things that they didn't anticipate, like the energy level that they have, like their vitality. Like one of the things that's very effective at is increasing nitric oxide production. Yeah. So it's a vasodilator, and they think scientifically that's how it really helps with the pain relief too, just helping to increase that circulation, but also very effective for neuropathy. So it gives you a whole bunch of other opportunities to be able to treat people that maybe would normally be outside of the scope of traditional PT, to bring in additional clients, but also then getting your existing client base. And even if they're not in the current plan of care, but they're already in your database,
yeah,
really easy way to grow that revenue as well.
Good. So tell us how people get in touch, and you've got a little offer before Christmas as well for people to get if they're interested in this type of thing.
And only,
at the very least, I think as I see it, and I love, I've championed for quite a while that it's getting harder and harder to make money if you're just in the PT business. You've got to be in the selling 2, 3, 4 different offers, services to the same patient. And something that my coach taught me, a mentor, Dan Kennedy, he always said, the first sale's the hardest, the second's the easiest.
Yeah.
So if the first sale's the patient, the second sale is the PT, the second sale is the red light or insert the blank. I would encourage anybody, you know, if you just want to be a PT, then good for you. But if you think of more like an entrepreneur and how you can expand your range of services, de-risk your business from the risk of Medicare cuts, etc., then this type of thing, you've got to get on board. You've got no choice now.
Yeah.
You know, even 2 or 3 years ago, I was kind of quite passionate about it. Now I would just be, you're mad, you're nuts if you don't start thinking about these type of things. So how do people get in touch with you and at least start a conversation and just say maybe to it, I think is what I would say. There's just a sample of it and talk to you and
absolutely, you know, move on
from that. Yeah.
Well, I think that the easy, I mean, you can go onto our website, redlightsystems.com, you can sign up. And one of the very first things we would do is to generate a market report. So based on all of our experience, we can take their demographics, take their very specific location and tell them exactly what they could reasonably expect in terms of revenue generation.
Yeah.
So we can do that. They can also just text me anytime and we can put the number up. It's 423-460-8600.
Yeah.
And I'm offering only to your listeners and only to your group, because I love you and appreciate what you're doing. People can save $5,000 if they get signed up for the financing before the end of the year.
Fantastic.
So the beds, they're not cheap. They're not inexpensive. But the criteria is that if anybody has near a 700 credit score, they've been in business for 2 years, and if they have basically 20% of sort of an average daily balance of whatever they want to finance, so let's say they were going to finance they were going to get a bed for $70,000, for your guys $65,000, if they put $15,000 down and they were going to finance 50, if they had $10,000 in the bank sort of that the finance company could see, these guys are offering $199 a month payment for the first 12 months. So it's basically no cash out of pocket. And anybody that we've ever put in that program, Paul, has the bed paid off before that first payment would ever really be due. So they can generate the cash from the technology to be able to pay for it. Yep. And at that rate, if you're generating, I mean, that's $120,000 to $150,000 right, conservatively $1,000 per year that they can generate that just goes on and on.
Yeah, love it. Fantastic. So yeah. redlightsystems.com.
Redlightsystems.com, 423-460-8600.
And to confirm, you're helping them with marketing, you're helping them with ideas for programs, for how to sell this, a little bit of training by the sounds.
We're not an equipment sales. I mean, that's what we do, because people that are getting into it, we help get them plugged in with this company, Trifecta, that we found, the one that we had in Orlando. One of the things that makes that bed so unique is that you can adjust the different intensities of the light in the top and the bottom, which is very unique. So we've been really happy with that. It's very effective with all of the things that we talked about. And we are more, like I talked about earlier, about building long-term relationships with the clients. So we're not just trying to sell them a piece of equipment and cross our fingers and hope they figure it out. Yeah. We really want to be a part of it, again, because we want to make sure that they're as successful as possible. Because sort of my inner sort of anarchist kind of stick it to the man thing and keeping people out of surgery and off of big pharma drugs is through natural cures like this, through red light therapy.
Yeah. Fantastic. I've loved it. It's you're doing a great service to the people in the PT community. They are desperate for this type of thing. And I know that it's so difficult now to just be successful as a PT. You've got to think like an entrepreneur and you've got to think multi-services. There's nothing that is successful that sells one thing. Nobody. No. Uber started dropping people off, then it started dropping food off, and then it started asking if you wanted a flight and a you know, insert the blank, right? There's nothing, nothing that is successful that sells one item. And that's where I think PTs have always struggled in the past, because they've just not thought bigger and better about them, you know, about themselves and the fact that people want this stuff. Like I said, Natalie, if you're in Celebration, Florida, and you stick one of these in, Natalie's your customer, and probably 10 or 12 of her friends are your customer. They're looking, you know, they're looking for this. So I think it's a great time, and you've come along at the right, you know, the right time, particularly with another round of cuts coming next year for anybody in insurance.
Absolutely. And the way I look at it is revenue per square foot. And so if you've got a room, ideally 10 by 10, that's just sitting there and you think you're going to throw in a, you know, bring in an extra PT or something to be able to fill that room, there's a much easier way to do it. And you're going to get a lot of smiles, and I can't tell you how many hugs that I got over the 2 years that we were open.
Well, if you wanted my reason for wanting something like this, red light therapy machines don't talk back.
They don't call in sick.
They don't ask for health insurance.
No benefits.
They don't play on WhatsApp when they should be at work.
They don't have Instagram accounts.
Yep. None of that shit. Yeah, they don't have an issue with the new staff member you've brought in. They don't have an issue with the old staff member that you've had forever. No. Like, none of that crap.
Yeah, and as far as I've seen,
they don't get COVID. They don't get COVID.
They don't get COVID. And so far, none of them have gotten pregnant. So
there we go. So we're in the game. I'll sign me up.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's great. I mean, as you know me well enough, I'm all about the who more than the what anyway. So it's all about the team and building the culture and all of that. Yeah. But if you can do this without having to grow your team and all of those other headaches come along with it, because there are other you know, joking aside, there are other life things, of course, that happen to people, right? They get sick or their kids are sick, they have to take the time off. The thing about these things and having this bed for 2 years, and I would say all of the beds that we've installed, all the red light technology that we've installed, we've never had any maintenance issues. So just keeps running.
Good. Love it. Todd, loved talking to you. Fantastic mission that you're on, and much needed and very timely, I would say. So if you listen to this December the 7th is when we put this out on the podcast, right until the end of the year, you can get the discount and the offer. Just tell him that you've heard the podcast and he'll take care of you.
$5,000 and just find Todd. I'm heading to China on Wednesday, but I will be staying in contact with everybody.
Good. All right. Well done. Fantastic. Excellent. Have a great trip. I'm off to England. I'm going the other way.
I'm going your way too. I'm going to London first for some reason, and then from London to Shanghai. So
wow, what a trip that is. That's a long way around.
We'll see. We're going to give Richard Branson a test drive.
Are you just doing one stop, like you're literally on and off, or are you stopping in London?
It's a 5-hour layover on the way there and a 12-hour layover on the way back.
Oh, well, you can get into London for 12 hours from Heathrow. Yeah, half an hour in.
Probably run down to Borough Market, do some shopping.
Yeah, I'm in Manchester. I'm landing in Manchester tomorrow night, and then Newcastle to Dublin on Tuesday. So,
fantastic. Well, good luck with Dublin.
Thank
Happy
you.
Holidays, man. I appreciate
and to you. You're the best. All right, see you soon. Bye, thanks, Todd. Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Cheers.
Thanks,
bye.
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 Thank you for listening to Paul Gough's audio experience. If you're brand new to Paul's world, head on over to paulsmarketingbook.com, where you can get started with his number one best-selling marketing book for physical therapists. Or if you've been listening to the show for a while, you like what you hear and you think that you could benefit from this type of help to accelerate the growth and profitability of your practice, reach out to Paul's team at paul@paulgough.com and tell us exactly what you're looking for. And by the way, if you know someone who would benefit from today's show, please share it with them. And if you've got any questions that you want answered, tweet Paul at @thepaulgough using the hashtag AskPG. You can also find all of these details over in today's show notes. All right, until next time, have a wonderful day.